بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبينما هو كذلك إذ بعث الله تعالى المسيح ابن مريم عليه الصلاة والسلام. Allah, in the previous part of this lengthy hadith, we read that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained about Dajjal, when he will be coming. The Sahaba got quite filled with anxiety about that. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed it, he set them at ease that if he has to come out during his time, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam himself will be sufficient for him. Further, we read that the Sahaba then asked what speed he will travel in. That also was explained. Then we read also that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said that while this will carry on and the Dajjal will be causing havoc on earth, then Allah Ta'ala will send down Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, Masih ibn Maryam. And then the details of that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, فَيَنْزِلُ عِنْدَ الْمِنَارَةِ الْبَيْضَاءَ الشَّرْقِيَّةِ دِمَشْقِ. He will come down on the white tower that is on the eastern side of Damascus, the masjid which is on the eastern side of Damascus, and the white minara of that masjid. He will descend there, بَيْنَ مَحْرُودَتَيْنِ, and he will be wearing two pieces of cloth, and they will be colored. They will be dyed and colored, and he will come down with that. وَاضِعًا كَفَّيْهِ عَلَىٰ أَجْنِحَةِ مَلَكَيْنِ, and he will be placing his hands on the wings of two farishtas. According to some ulama, this will be Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikail alayhi salam. He will put his hands on their wings, and there he will descend on that minara. إِذَا تَطَأَتَ رَأْسَهُ قَطَرًا, and then when he will lower his head, drops of water will fall. وَإِذَا رَفَعَهُ تَحَدَّرَ مِنْهُ جُمَانٌ كَلُؤْلُؤٍ, and when he will raise his head, then drops of pearls, drops like pearls will fall from his head. فَلَا يَحِلُّ لِكَافْرٍ يَجِدُ رِيحَ نَفَسِهِ إِلَّا مَعَدْ, and then any non-believer, any kafir, who will just get a whiff of his breath, they will die by that. His breath that will come out of his mouth, and just a whiff of that any kafir will get, they will die by that. وَنَفَسُهُ يَنْتَحِي إِلَىٰ حَيْثُ يَنْتَحِي طَرَفُهُ, and his breath will reach as far as his eyes will go. Like that, the breath normally of a person is very limited, and with our eyes we can see very, very far. So as far as his eyesight will go, will his breath also go. And whichever kafir will just get his breath, will die from that. فَيَطْلُبُهُ حَتَّى يُدْرِكَهُ بِبَابِ لُدِّنِ, and then he will look for Dajjal. And then finally he will find him at this place which is known as Babi Lud. And it is called by the same name till today in Palestine. And he will find him there. And then فَيَقَتُلُهُ, and then he will kill Dajjal. He will kill Dajjal at that place as Babi Lud. Dajjal will have his reign for just over a year, about a year, 1 month and some days. He will reign in this world and cause havoc during this period. But finally, Allah will send Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and he will kill him. ثُمَّ يَأْتِي عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ قَوْمًا قَدْ أَصَمَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ, and then Isa عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ will go to a group of people, a nation, whom Allah Ta'ala had protected from Dajjal. They remained firm on their Iman and Islam, and Dajjal was not able to harm them in any way. فَيَمْسَحُ عَنْ وُجُوهِهِمْ, and then he will take his hand and rub it over their faces, or he will cast his tawajjuh on those people, and the fear that they had because of the havoc that the Dajjal had caused, this will be removed from them. And they will become comfortable by Isa alayhi salatu wasalam speaking to them, making tawajjuh on them. وَيُحَدِّثُهُمْ بِدَرَجَاتِهُمْ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And further, he will explain to them what high stages they are going to get in Jannah because they remain firm on Iman and Islam in spite of the terrible havoc and what Dajjal had spread everywhere. فَبَيْنَمَا هُوَ كَذَلِكَ. While he will be doing this, إِذْ أَوْحَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ إِلَىٰ عِيسَىٰ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Allah Ta'ala will send wahi to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam now. Anni qad akhrajtu ibadan li la yadani li ahadin bi qitalihim. That I'm sending some servants of mine. This will be Yajuj Majuj. That now they will emerge and they will come out and they will be such that there will be nobody that will be able to overpower them. They will be so many and so strong that there is no one that will have any power, any strength to overpower them. فَحَرِّزْ عِبَادِي إِلَى الطُّورِ. So take all my servants, those who are still believers, to the Mount Tur, and there they will get protection. Otherwise, nobody will be able to fight this Ya'juj, Ma'juj. وَيَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Ya'juj وَمَعْجُوج. Then Ya'juj, Ma'juj will be sent by Allah Ta'ala. وَهُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ حَدَبِ يَنْسِلُونَ. And they will come rushing headlong from every elevated place. And then in front we read that what havoc they will cause. All food they will eat up, all water they will drink up, and that will be also a very, very hard time that will be when Ya'juj and Ma'juj will come. So we have to strengthen our Iman all the time, and even more important, our children and offspring. And in fact, we should make wasiyat that our children, that we advise them, they must remain firm on deen, on Islam, and in spite of any adversaries that come, they must remain firm on deen. They must be always firm. But unfortunately, today we neglect deen completely and we are giving preference to dunya in everything, in the upbringing of our children. Which is very important that we teach them deen and to be strong on Iman. That they must be regular with their namazes from now. They must behave like Muslims, dress like Muslims, live like Muslims, and make their Iman strong. Otherwise, when this all happenings will come, and if any of our progeny is there, in all probability we won't be there. But our progeny will be there. What will be their condition if we don't make that worry from now?